to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Only the best pass our test. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
As you and your family get ready for the Clemson spring game, be sure to stop by ACD Sports to get all tigered up during their spring sale. Signature footballs for the kids, Clemson tutus for the little princesses, new shoes and shirts for mom and dad. How about hats for everyone, baby and toddler clothes, and shoes galore, including the Clemson jacket. Open weekdays 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 3. ACD Sports, 5156 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Eastlake, behind Brewster's and Smoothie King. Go Tigers!
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony, presented by IAG and Ingalls, will honor the class of 2018, April 19th at the Embassy Suites at Verde. Come watch history in the making. The evening includes dinner, drinks, and a one-of-a-kind silent auction. Don't miss your chance to hear from local football heroes and watch the best South Carolina college football player in 2017 receive the Blanchard Rogers Trophy, presented by Hales Jewelers. For information on the inductees and to purchase your tickets, visit schof.org/shop.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $268 a month and zero down, get a 2018 EcoSport S with power equipment and sink, sale priced at only $18,999. You heard right. As low as $268 a month. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, the upstate's only Ford President's Award winner in 2017. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Nothing says spring game like an outdoor party as Amici Cafe of Clemson hosts a pre- and post-game tailgate all day Saturday. Celebrate our Tigers in the parking lot of Amici and Plaza 189 across from the tennis facility. The party goes on from 11 until and includes live entertainment, craft beer trucks, large TVs, outdoor games, and of course, great Amici food. The Tiger Den pre- and post-game block party just 2 blocks from Death Valley, Saturday from 11 until. Tailgate all day long, Amici Cafe of Clemson. Pizza, wings, friends.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Bill collectors, are they calling, making threats? What is the truth? Don't be afraid. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait for them to sue you. Call me, Robert King. I will listen to you, and together we will look for a calm, clear, thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live from George Coleman Ford in advance of the spring game. We'll be talking some spring game today. Our guy Greg Coleman, Mr. George Coleman Ford, has been out at some practices lately and is going to give you his insider take as well, having been out there. And we'll talk to Greg about what he saw and about what it means. So we'll have some spring game football talk today from George Coleman Ford. It's an abbreviated edition of the show from 3 to 6. So if you want to come out and hang out with us and stuff your face with Papa John's pizza, that's just arrived. We have cold drinks in the cooler, so you're all hooked up. Bring the family, bring the kids, come and eat dinner. Courtesy of us, courtesy of Road Rage and George Coleman Ford. So come on out and hang out with us. In fact, again, the pizza just arriving as we speak, the first batch. So come on out and join us this afternoon at George Coleman Ford while we talk spring football and a few other things. We'll talk a little draft today. We'll also discuss a couple things going on with Clemson basketball, most notably the Clemson men's signing class and the new women's basketball coach. We'll get to all of those things on the show today. In fact, you know, I've been asked about the new basketball signees, and also we have the Dez Bryant news today, the Dallas Cowboys separating themselves from Dez Bryant. I'm not surprised at that. I mean, I knew that was going to happen within the next year. I thought it might be next year as opposed to now. And at some point, we'll discuss the potential ramifications of that as well. Does that mean that Dallas now has to jump at a first-round wide receiver? I don't think it means that necessarily. You can't create a wide receiver one when there isn't one, and I'm not sure there is one. So it'll be interesting to see how Dallas handles that round one pick. Wide receiver was certainly in the conversation there. Is it a bigger part of the conversation now? Perhaps. But are any of those guys that could be available when Dallas picks really WR1s? Or are they slot receivers or WR2s? And I'm not so sure they are ones. So we'll see. We'll talk about that a little later in today's show. Amanda Butler, the new women's basketball coach at Clemson, 365 days since she was dismissed at Florida, her alma mater. She wrote an interesting piece on a year's worth of discovery for her in the aftermath of being fired, as she toured the country and visited with many different coaches and attempted to make herself better at her craft, at her profession. Not that she wasn't good at Florida, she was good, but it obviously didn't end well. It ended in dismissal, and the last couple of years were a little rough. And so I think she went on sort of an exploratory mission in which she wanted to make herself better. You know, I will say this. When you look at her tenure at Florida on the whole, it was good. And I think more and more in today's athletics, I sometimes think coaches just have lifespans now. And it's not what it used to be. You know, you're not going to see, for the most part, coaches that go to an institution and stay there 30, 40 years anymore. It's just not the way it's done. There are shortened attention spans now, and I think it's tough to deal with. I think sometimes, even if the message is good, it grows tiresome. And this is even with turnover in college basketball. And I think we see this a lot at the end of, say, 10-year spans, where coaches that were quality coaches and good and did good work wind up getting dismissed at the end of a 10, 11, 12-year span. And I think a lot of it just has to do with the need for a new message coming from a new source. And it's not indicative of the quality of the coach. It isn't a negative commentary on the quality of the coach. It isn't any of that. But to her credit, you know, I think that she still wanted to make herself better, that she wasn't satisfied with that ending. And so, listen, when you can open yourself, you're never too good, you're never too smart to learn. And
there are a wealth of people in the coaching industry who are more than willing to share and give their time. And I think that's what Coach Amanda Butler did. She went on a discovery tour for her, a sort of personal discovery tour, in which she wanted to learn about what made other coaches great, about what made them tick, as a method to incorporate some of this discovery into her own philosophies and her own coaching style. So I think that's to her credit. And 1 year later, she is back in the arena and as the latest Clemson Tiger ladies basketball coach. And I think she'll do a good job. She obviously comes from a competitive situation in the SEC, and I think that will translate right over. She clearly has coaching ties in to the Southeast area, which should benefit her as well. Clearly, it's not an easy job because the ACC is a powerful women's basketball league with a lot of programs that already have a foothold. And Coach Butler is going to have to get this program up to speed before she can really compete at a high level. And I don't think that's going to happen overnight. So I think people are going to have to give her a little bit of time and realize that, you know, I don't want to say the cupboard's bare because it's not, but let's be honest, this team couldn't score this year, couldn't shoot the ball, and you're not going to fix that overnight. So my advice would be to be patient with Coach Butler because I think she's going to need a little bit of time. I think there's not going to be any magic wand that she waves over this team that I watched this year that's going to make them immediately competitive in a already very competitive ACC. It's not happening. It's not happening. They're not going to be good next year. Not going to be good the year after that. So get that through your head right now and understand that it's going to take her a few years to turn this thing around and give her that opportunity. You can't judge her on what's been done here of late. It's unfair. And she's not taking over a program because some coach retired. She's taking over a program that, quite honestly, has been abysmal in the ACC the last few years. Abysmal. And so, as I indicated, you're going to have to give her an opportunity. Matt writes, after hearing the Coach Butler interview today, I think Coach Butler was on, I believe, with Kelly and Kwok earlier. I think Dan Radakovich said another home run and found a good fit and sounds like a good coach. Well, you know, again, I am never swayed by press conferences. Everyone wins the press conference. Everyone wins the interviews. I'm never swayed by those things. What I'm swayed by is track record, accomplishments, drive, motivation. I think someone who has as good a tenure as Coach Butler had at Florida, with as good an overall resume in a difficult basketball conference, who winds up at the end of her tenure being dismissed and then goes about for a whole year trying to better herself and perhaps find out ways that she can improve, things that she can add to her personal philosophy of coaching. I think that speaks volumes about who the person is. So I think she's a really good fit. And I just want people to remain patient with her because, again, I think that's going to be a requirement. I just don't think that there will be any immediate turnabout. You can't take this team that I watched this year that could not score and couldn't shoot and think that, oh, well, Coach Butler's here, we're going to be better next year. No, it's still about players. It's still about players, and you're going to have to give her time to change the direction of this program. But from a Dan Radakovich standpoint, I think it's another good hire. And from a Coach Butler standpoint, we wish her the best. She's going to have her work cut out for her early, but I think she'll have a chance to turn this program in the right direction over the next several years. I was asked about the Clemson basketball recruits, commitments, signees. I'll get there. signees, and I watched a film on them this morning, starting with Trey Jameson, the 6'11 post player. Jameson is a really interesting player because he's not super athletic. But what he is he's like a big fundamental. Even when you watch him, I watch videos of his practice habits and of him working, and he's working on all the right things. He clearly has an understanding of how you play. He has a basketball IQ, and he has a work ethic, which is only going to make him better. I liked what I saw out of Trey Jameson on film. I think he's active. Around the rim, he can keep balls alive with either hand. He obviously has great length. He's pretty athletic. Again, not hyper athletic, but pretty athletic. And what I like is, again, in his practice habits, he's working on things that you want a post player to work on, which a lot of guys don't do anymore. All they want to do is face up and shoot 20-footers. Well, again, I don't see a lot of that on film from him. His coach, his high school coach, said that he's really good out to 17 feet. I don't see a lot of that from him on film, but I'm okay with that. I think what you have is you have a player who has face-up ability to 15 to 17 feet, but is going to play primarily in the post. He'll give you that ability to hit the mid-range shot, which will keep defenses honest. But I like his length. I like his competitive nature, which he has. And I think he's a perfect fit for Clemson. And Clemson's recruited him for a long time. I think he's going to be a good player. These three players that Coach Brownell landed, I think, are all going to bring some unique ingredients to Clemson basketball. Walt Tiptula, Red Rage. We're live from George Coleman Ford. Before we go to break, let me tell you about the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. Thursday, April 19th, 2018, as part of the induction ceremonies, you'll have the 4th Annual South Carolina Hall of Fame Golfer Gun Tournament. The golf tournament's 9 a.m. shotgun start, presented by Miller Direct. It'll be held at, played at the Preserve at Verdi, at Embassy Suites on Verdi Boulevard in Greenville. The Sporting Clay Tournament will also take place at 9 a.m. It's presented by Trail Corporation at McConnell Hall, Preserve, and Anderson. Thursday, April 19th, the 6th Annual South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Enshrinement Ceremony, held at 6 p.m. at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Verdi Boulevard in Greenville. The enshrinement ceremony is presented by IAG. Many famous past inductees of the hall, including guys like Harry Carson, Danny Ford, Deacon Jones, Willie Jeffries, etc. Brian Dawkins, Jeff Davis, some of the legendary guys, Stanley Morgan. For more information about these events on April 19th, as well as other South Carolina Football Hall of Fame events, please visit scfootballhof.org/events. scfootballhof.org/events, or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at scfootballhof. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame, we're making a difference through football. Live from George Coleman Ford, come eat. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
Hey, let's have Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits tonight.
I thought you were going to let me pick dinner.
Okay. Where do you want to go?
Bojangles.
Head to Bojangles for 8 pieces of chicken for $10.99 and get 4 free biscuits. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. George Goldman Ford has 2018 F-150s as low as $24,999. You heard right. As low as $24,999 on 2018 F-150s. George Goldman Ford, where they never charge any dealer fees and where they were named the only Ford President's Award winner in the upstate in 2017. George Goldman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Valid through July 9th.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Craft Stove and Patio. Grills, logs, patio furniture, and all the accessories. Visit their showroom at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's. Give them a call at 864-268-3853.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Tired of your outdoor power equipment breaking down? You thought you'd save money at a big box store, only to find out that what you bought didn't last. They don't offer maintenance and repairs in-house. They don't have the parts you need, and they don't have your local Husqvarna dealer's expertise. Easley Lawn and Garden is your source for the complete line of Husqvarna riders, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and more. For commercial or residential equipment, they're experts who will save you money. Husqvarna has been around since 1689. That is longevity you can trust. Like Easley Lawn and Garden. Invest in Husqvarna equipment from Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna offers many options, so whether you're a homeowner or a commercial lawn company, Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We're live from George Coleman Ford. We'll be telling you about them throughout the course of the day. They have a plum-colored F-150 pickup truck that I might buy myself. And it's not really plum. It's what is it called again?
Magma.
Magma red. I have a car that's actually an Infiniti that's that exact color. It looks black in certain light, in other light it looks plum, and sometimes it looks sort of speckled too, and that's the exact same color. Trust me when I tell you, you need to get out to George Coleman Ford. They've been doing it right for almost 90 years, and that makes them special. As I say, there are a lot of fine dealerships up on the Motor Mile, but how many of them will be there in 90 years? You know, when you're in business 90 years and you have the type of reviews that George Coleman Ford has on every review site, and you keep winning President's Awards, which are doled out based on consumer surveys, that means that your prevailing concern is your customer, and that is the exact reason somebody's in business almost 90 years. It's just the way it works. And you'll be hearing more about that in the course of the day. I'm going to bring Greg in a minute. I just want to answer these last couple questions for people on the basketball. So I give you my review on Trey Jameson. Regarding Hunter Tyson is a surprisingly athletic 6'7 player who has a fairly quick release, who can shoot the ball with range, and again is more athletic than you would think. Think David Skara with actually better skills, something of that sort. That's who he is. He's a much better perimeter shooter than Skara. He's a much more natural gifted scorer than Skara. He's obviously not physically mature as Skara was, but he's going to be a better player than David Skara. I mean, a significantly better player. He's a guy who could be a future 15, 16 point a game guy at Clemson. So a really nice addition, a three player, a wing player who gives you some versatility, has a little bit of a pump fake, knows how to play. And then finally, there's Johnny Newman. Johnny Newman III, 6'4 lefty, really hyper-athletic, explosive. I would define him as a slasher. He can get to the rim. He can score around the basket. He can elevate over people. His shot is a little limited. I think his range right now is probably 15, 16 feet, somewhere in that range, sort of a mid-range game. He'll have a pull-up from there. But he doesn't seem to really stretch his limits. He seems to know what his strengths are and plays to them. So he's an athletic guy that can play an up-and-down style. He can get to the rim. He slashes to the basket. He'll get to the free-throw line. A hyper-explosive player. So that's your report on your three Clemson signees. Greg Coleman. Greg, how are you?
I am good, Walt. It is great to have you back up here. Every time you come here, it makes me think of football season.
There you go.
Yes,
there you
sir.
Go. Before we get going with the football, tell people what you have going on here.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have quite a few things. As a matter of fact, I got my son Jake to put a few specials together for us today, like a 2018 Ford EcoSport. Have you seen the new EcoSport? It's the smallest of our SUVs now.
I don't think I have seen it.
We'll make sure you do before you go. Got some really good deals on it. Very low payments with zero down payments, as low as $268 a month. And on a 2017 Ford Focus, all these are new that I'm talking about right now. An SEL, again, with very low payments, $240 with zero down. And 2018 F-150, the 2018 50s are starting as low as $24,999. So maybe that F-150 in front of you would be a good deal for today.
Yeah, maybe it would.
Maybe so. Got some really good things going on
I'm
used cars,
that
too.
That one's not 24, though.
Well, we'll find out. You know, you're already giving me a hard time about not knowing the price, like I'm supposed to know the price on every one of them out here.
Yeah, during the commercial, I asked Greg a couple questions. The head honcho here, I said, Greg, how much is that? He said, I don't know. I said, you do work here, don't you?
Yeah, I'm focused on football right now, but give me one more minute on automobiles.
Yeah.
And some used ones that people would be interested in. I think I've got a 2016 XLT four-wheel drive truck. 19,000 miles, owner, clean vehicle.
That's brand new. I mean, that's basically brand new.
Yeah, it's like brand new. Brand new, I can tell you this, the price was $46,845. I got the window sticker right here if you want to look at it. Loaded with equipment. Lots of nice equipment, including the power moonroof, just the backup camera, everything. And so it was $46,845 brand new, and now the price is $31,637. So quite a savings for a truck that has 19,970 miles, one owner with a clean Carfax.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's like virtually brand new. One owner, clean Carfax, 19,000 miles.
And it's just a sample. I've got others, and we'll go over them, I'm sure, at some time.
Can I see that sticker?
Yeah, but a lot of nice pre-owned vehicles like that.
I'm just, you can keep talking. I'm just looking at it for myself.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and sell yourself while I'm talking. Just a couple others real quick, like a convertible Mustang for this time of year when the weather is finally, I think, springtime weather is so nice outside. This is a 2016 Mustang convertible, 45,372 miles, and the price on it, another one, one owner, clean Carfax, $17,965. So a great deal on a car that's a good springtime car.
By the way, Greg, on this truck with 19,000 miles, this XLT 4x4 150, mm-hmm. This is a in color, it's white. Just my own sort of driving around the road survey, white, there are more white vehicles sold than any other by a mile, aren't there?
I would say that's probably true. White and silver, I would say, are the two most popular colors, yes.
It just seems to me like when you just sort of drive down the road and just randomly, mm-hmm. not really thinking about it, but it seems like there are as many white vehicles as like all the other vehicles combined. So it seems like people like white.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool and it's kind of easy.
See, I think that's it. I always buy these black vehicles that I sweat my butt off in, and all these other people are driving around cool as can be in these white vehicles. So, you know, maybe I need to switch over to the bright side. All right. So you have all sorts of incredible deals going on at George Coleman Ford, and there are never any service fees or dealer fees.
You got it.
There you go.
That is exactly right.
All right, Greg. Now, you have some insider trader info that you want to run by me on what you saw at practices. You have some thoughts.
I do, and I'll begin with I was fortunate enough to go over and see several practices, and I'm going to start with practices are tough. You know, sometimes you think about, let me put it this way, sometimes I think about Dabo Swinney as being, you know, he's just such a great human being. I always think of him that way. And maybe sometimes I think of somebody that is nice and genuine and there's so many positives is almost being a little soft. That is not the case whatsoever. He's tough on these guys, but the practices they run are really, really tough. And particularly when they do the paw drill. Are you familiar with that, Walt?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure it's like the old Oklahoma drill. But I did get to see...
Greg, do you think there's anything in football that I'm not familiar with?
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there. It seemed like good conversation.
All right.
Pardon me, Walt. But anyway, so I got to see the paw drill. And they were, this particular practice, they were on the regular football field in the stadium. And I couldn't see it all because everybody, you know, stands around. But you could see the offensive guys and defensive guys and the running back trying to run past the receiver blocking mm-hmm. the defensive back. And those were really intense. But what I really found interesting is they broke it down after that to simply one-on-one drills. And it's a drill that's simply man-on-man. You just get the leverage and you do everything you can to push the other guy through the guys that are standing on the sideline or backwards or whatever on the ground. And really my observations on that is the defensive guys really, they still have the advantage over like most of these offensive linemen, I'll say. And specifically, I think Jackson Carman, by the way, is going to be a terrific tackle for Clemson. I believe a tackle, maybe a guard, but right now tackle.
It depends what happens with his weight.
Well, if that's in here too, but
yeah, I mean if it's just a simple sense. I did the evaluation here on signing day. I mean he came in at 360. If he plays at anything approaching that 350, he's going to be inside. If he wants to play left tackle, he's going to have to be 330 pounds.
I think he'll be 330. I think that they will encourage him to not slip out and go to the fast food restaurant. So,
well, I agree with that, but there are just some guys that just can't really lose weight. They're naturally big. It's who they are. And look, I'm not concerned about that one way or another, because either way, he's going to be a good player. It's just a question of where he plays. I mean, if he winds up being a left guard, for example, he'll be a mauler. He'll be a physical mauler, and he'll benefit your running game dramatically. You know, if he winds up being a left tackle, so be it. I mean, you know, again, he's an interesting body type, and his weight is going to go a long way to determining where he plays.
It will. Right now they're playing him at tackle.
Yeah.
And he is, I believe, if he stays on, you know, the diet, good eating habits, whatever, he'll be one of the at least best-looking linemen that we've ever had at Clemson. But at this point in time, like probably any freshman coming in who gets thrown in this one-on-one drill, he's still got to get tougher, because he kind of got pushed around some. So that was an observation. Josh Belk, I think, is who was against him at the time, and I really like him.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be used leverage. He's a really good-looking young guy, and I think he's come in pretty well in good shape and determined to I think he may get in play and maybe not redshirt. I mean, typically you would think these guys are going to redshirt, but he may not.
Yeah, you know, again, another guy that we discussed on the signing day, I think he has a chance to play. Physical force, you know, a lot of competition, obviously, in the defensive front at Clemson. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you can roll 8-10 guys, and it's probably at least 10, and not lose a lot of ability, you're going to be formidable. And that's why Clemson mm-hmm. will be the best defensive front in the country. Only Ohio State can rival them. And Ohio State lost a few guys, whereas Clemson really didn't lose any.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys like Albert Huggins and Niles Pinckney are coming. And mm-hmm. so I think the defensive line depth at Clemson, of all the strengths this football team has, including the quarterback room, the quarterback room, we still need to see more of. We've seen Kelly Bryant. We need to see those other guys in actual meaningful game situations. But the defensive line, we've seen. And as we enter the season, the singular greatest strength of this football team is that defensive front. And it's not even close. I mean, it might be wide receiver. It might be the quarterbacks after that. It might be. But to start with, it's that defensive front. It's clearly the strength of the football team. And in my opinion, again, I think it's the best defensive front in the country. And as I said, I think only Ohio State might be able to even rival it. And, of course, some of this depends on Lawrence. I still think some of it is dependent on him. We'll talk more about this on the other side. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Joe's is incredible. I've been to 43 states, best Italian food I've ever had, Joe's New York Pizza. You'll find the same thing. Your meal, start with the cheesy stuffed garlic knots. You get the marinara sauce with it. Dip them in that sauce like you died and went to heaven. That marinara sauce, the finest sauce I've ever put in my mouth. It's absolutely incredible. That's before you even start your meal. Then the appetizers, the pepperoni twist, the meatball sliders. It's all unbelievable. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. The entrees, the taste of Italy, real lasagna in Clemson, award-winning pizza. The desserts are all homemade. Absolutely astonishing. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. They even have a gluten-free menu for those of you who are worried about that situation. By all means, Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. I'll be right back.
The Clemson baseball team returns home to Doug Kingsmore Stadium this weekend as the Tigers host the Miami Hurricanes in a pivotal ACC showdown. First pitch is set for 6:30 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday, with a pregame show beginning 30 minutes before each game on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action this season from first pitch to the last out right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health dare, I had had two hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health dare on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health dare that I thought that, you know, when you finish the program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health dare coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health dare is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. You feel good about it. And you gain some energy back. You gain your health back. And you gain your life back. And the health there did that for me.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame and Ingalls Markets invite you to join us for the 4th Annual Golfer Gun Tournament, presented by Miller Direct and the Trail Corporation, April 19th. Spend time with local celebrities and football legends while enjoying a round of golf at the Preserve at Verde or shooting sporting clays at McConnell Farms. For pricing, reservations, and a list of celebrity appearances, visit scfootballhof.org. That's scfootballhof.org.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $240 a month and zero down, drive a 2018 Focus SEL with Sync 3 and Sony Audio. Sale priced at just $16,999. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Named the Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner for 2017. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate. No matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The first annual Stump House Music Fest is coming up Saturday, April 21st from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. at Wahala Memorial Stadium. It's a fantastic day full of music and fun featuring great musicians including Adam Carter and Brandon Ray. There'll be food, free bouncy houses for the kids, and a fantastic fireworks show to wrap up the festival. Tickets are $10 each and kids 12 and under get in free. The first annual Stump House Music Fest to benefit Foothills Alliance, Safe Harbor, and the Palmetto Trail. Bring your cheer and we'll see you there.
If you're looking for a truly unique gift idea for yourself or a friend, step inside Purple Haze. With locations in Clemson and Anderson, that's where I got my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more, like the huge drop in prices on a lot of their select inventory. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
You have no idea how far I'm willing to go to acquire your cooperation.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from George Coleman Ford. We have free Papa John's pizza and drinks. Come on out and hang out with us on a nice Friday afternoon. It's an abbreviated edition of the show. We'll be here till 6 today. Make way for Clemson baseball. That schedule's been changed. We'll give some tickets away later today to the game that was originally scheduled for Sunday, which has been moved up to part of a Saturday doubleheader, but the tickets are good, so we'll give you those. At least I think they are. No, they're good. They're good. Hey, Jason on Twitter, you sent me a photo, which I don't understand. I don't know what I said that inspired this photo. I'm lost. Help me. I must have said something, but you sent me a photo of a parking lot, and I'm not quite clear why. So tell me what I said that inspired the photo of the parking lot. I'm joined by Greg Coleman, and Greg is talking to us about some observations that he had made from being at a couple Clemson practices. Greg, where did we leave off?
We were talking about the one-on-ones, and we left off with Jackson Carman.
Yeah, yeah.
And Josh Belk. And I think Josh Belk led you into the defensive line, which I agree with you. It should be the best in the country. To go on, if you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing wealth of talent. It really is. I mean, the defensive line talent is just so, it's just unparalleled. I mean, there's just, people don't have that luxury. Other teams don't have that luxury. You know, it's, there are, I used Virginia Tech the other day as a comparison because it's a good program, historically good program under Beamer, when Beamer was there, mm-hmm. and now Fuente. And they do a pretty good job recruiting. But if Virginia Tech has a four-star guy, like I don't know what Tim Settle was when he came out of high school. He's in the NFL draft now, this year's draft. But let's say he was a four-star guy, for example. If Settle comes out of the lineup, Virginia Tech doesn't have another four-star guy there. Mm-hmm. They probably drop to a two or a three-star guy. Whereas Clemson is replacing five-star guys, in some cases with five-star guys, and at the worst-case scenario, with four-star guys. Now, ultimately, stars, once we're in college for a couple of years, no longer matter in terms of evaluating a player, but from a foundational standpoint or from an overview, it matters, and it speaks to the recruiting success over a period of time that Clemson has had that has enabled them to build the type of depth to compete for national titles. And again, this is depth that Clemson did not have when Taj Boyd was here just a few years ago.
No doubt about it. I used to think about the SEC defensive lines, and particularly Alabama, you know, who's had great defenses for years and years. And I remember maybe 5 years ago or so thinking that, you know, that's the key to me. If we could, and maybe it was a little longer than that, but if we could get that kind of defensive line that's anywhere comparable to what I was seeing at the SEC at the time, then I think Clemson had a shot, you know, because offense was, you know, we were more gifted there, whatever. And then they began recruiting, and it has just gone on and on and on. So I agree with you that they're very fortunate. You know, Albert Huggins is a great example.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a four-star guy. He's not going to start this year, probably, but he is starting right now. And doing a great job. He's a big, strong guy who could probably play anywhere in the country, and he's probably the second-string guy here at Clemson.
Yeah, well, and again, a guy like Huggins and Niles Pinckney, these are good players, and players that may well have pro careers. You know, that's a nice to have when you're nursing along a Dexter Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I'm still a little concerned by that. You know, again, I said this before last season. There were people who didn't think it was a concern. I remember having these conversations, and
And I did think it was a concern because I thought a 350-pound guy with a foot injury that is not healed is a concern. And it was a concern. Mm-hmm. It was a season-long problem. And Dexter Lawrence wasn't Dexter Lawrence. He played at, in my estimation, something like 60%. He wasn't nearly as effective as he was as a freshman. And I'm still a little concerned by the nature of that injury and by the fact that he's being held out now. I mean, I know that the company line is that he's fine and that they're just being cautious with him. Maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I still even if that's true, you're still going to need to see him out there on a weekly basis being able to play and move like he did as a freshman. And I think the truth is, until that happens, I don't think anybody knows.
And I agree with you completely. Yeah, he's in a green jersey now. And so he's out there, he's moving around, and he seems to be moving okay. But I was watching him specifically this past week because I do agree with what you're saying, and I am concerned about the healing process. And, you know, it still looked to me like I couldn't tell for sure, so, you know, it's this negligible, but I think still there's probably a little bit of a limp to it. But on the bright side, you know, we'll say that it is April, and he's got until August, really, to heal. And hopefully, you know, that's a good bit of time.
Well, and look, with or without him, Clemson could still be the best defensive line in America. The difference is a historical difference.
Yes.
Because what I'm saying is, I think if he's 100% healthy, I think you could be talking about the best defensive front in Clemson football history. And I don't say those things lightly. Mm-hmm. But I think he is the key because I still think, even with all the talent on that defensive front, I think from a pro perspective, he's still top dog.
I agree.
Now, again, he has to be healthy.
Right. I'll tell you about another one that is going to start and is healthy. And that's going back to, you know, we were talking earlier about these one-on-one drills. So let me tell you about Christian Wilkins. This guy is so important to this team. He's a nut in a good way. You know, they do these one-on-one drills, and I think maybe in the paw drill prior, somebody maybe got a little bit of an advantage on Christian Wilkins, which is hard to believe because he's so intense. But I'm telling you what, I saw him whip a guy on a one-on-one drill, and I mean, he wore him out. And when he got done, he made sure everybody on the team and probably in the whole stadium knew exactly what happened. You know, he's so vocal. He is such a great leader. He's a great guy.
Wait a minute. When you said somebody got an advantage on him, who are you talking about?
I can't remember now who it was.
Now, that's the key, Greg. Yeah. That's what people want to know.
I know. Well, I'll tell you this. Let me go back to something else I saw. Right. John Simpson.
Yeah.
I don't know if it may have been John Simpson, but I will say this. Of all the offensive players that I saw in the drill, and they didn't. Of course, they don't get everybody in this drill. Dabo goes out, and he'll just pick out somebody. Yeah. You get in here. But John Simpson looked really good.
Yeah.
He's strong. I think he's really matured. And he held his own, if not taken. And it might have been Christian Wilkins. So there you go. I think John Simpson has a chance to be a really good guard
this
year.
Yeah, I agree with that. How did Mitchiah look?
Didn't see Mitch specifically. He wasn't in a drill that. So, or if he was in the Paul drill, I didn't see him. But I have seen him in practice, and I think he looks good. You know, he's certainly capable. And I think I heard you talking yesterday about him a little bit, maybe with Jeff Bostic.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see some things from him this year that I've not seen the last 2 years. First of all, again, I think he needs to get bigger and stronger. Now, I don't know if he's bigger and stronger because I haven't seen him recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he needs to get bigger and stronger with a mind's eye on a pro career, which is obviously what he aspires to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to take that because I think he's fallen in the view of scouts. I don't think he holds the position he once did. I think after his freshman year, he was being perceived as a round one pick.
Yeah.
And I think right now, he's more like a round five pick.
I'd be very surprised if he didn't wind up playing next year bigger and stronger. I mean, you know, he knows this is the time. It's his fourth year, right? So yeah. This is it. So.
Well, you know, again, his freshman year, he was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, he hasn't been brilliant. He's been something short of that. There hasn't been the progression that you would have expected off of that freshman year. And again, I think the next step for him in his evolution is he needs to be 10, 15 pounds heavier, and he needs to be physically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's accomplished those things in this offseason, maybe he has, I can't judge that yet. I may be able to judge that after tomorrow. But that's something that I'm looking for in his personal evolution, which I think will help the team in turn, because again, at one point he was tracking like a round one draft pick. Yeah. And he's, in the last 2 years, he's not tracked that way. And again, had he entered the draft this year, had he come out, I think you're talking, I'm just thinking about the other players that are in this draft. I think you're probably talking like round five.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not where you would have expected Mitch Hyde to be, given his five-star status coming out, but more importantly, given the way he played as a true freshman, stepping into a remarkably difficult situation, which I thought he would. I thought he was going to, based on the film I had studied, I thought that he would take over that spot as a freshman. I said so. A player was lost in the supplemental draft. I thought he was going to take that position anyway, and which he did. But again, I thought he would continue to evolve and get better from there, and that's where I think the little bit of stagnation has come from. So I think one of the most interesting elements of this year's team is going to be the continued evolution of Mitch Hyatt in terms of, does he become a dominant player at that left tackle spot? We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly am selfishly glad that he would have been a fifth-round draft pick this year, and I sincerely hope he winds up being a first-round draft pick. I know we're getting close to a break, and I've got a lot more to talk about in here, and maybe even if you want to talk about quarterbacks, we can, or if you don't want to, we won't necessarily. I've got some of this to get into.
Quarterbacks,
like too.
Yeah, that's a shock. I mean, no, we'll definitely talk a little quarterbacks. We spent a lot of time on that the other day on the show, but obviously it's going to be a continuous subject mm-hmm. all year long.
And I have seen them.
Yeah, we're never going to be able to get away from that. We'll discuss that and more when we come back. We're live at George Coleman Ford. Come and see us. We'll be right back.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah, that's fine.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is.
Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money